2015 is going to be a good one for Hungry Washingtonians, with new restaurants set to open throughout the year. Which ones will make the biggest splash? Dining Biz Now editor Laura Hayes gives her predictions.
Boston, I think, is going to have their biggest moment in 2015, especially as it relates to Mike Isabella.
That's because Isabella, of Top Chef fame, is opening three restaurants grouped together in the Arlington neighborhood. And Hayes has her eye on Yona.
The most exciting, I think, is a partnership with Jonah Kim. They're opening Yona together. They'll serve mostly noodles, ramen, really good ramen, I imagine, and then some kind of small plates.
City Center DC will welcome a handful of restaurants in 2015, including David Chang's Momofuku.
He's from Northern Virginia, so it's a bit of a homecoming, and I predict that one of the headlines we'll see in 2015 is Momofuku runs out of pork buns on opening night. Everyone's just so excited.
In Shaw, Hayes says the restaurant generating the most buzz is the Dabney from Chef Jeremiah Langhorne.
The focus at the Dabney will be very kind of hyper-local, celebrating the Mid-Atlantic, also the Chesapeake Bay. You expect a lot of seafood.
Shaw will also soon be home to Convivial, an all-day dining establishment.
I think that in 2015, saying, hey, meet me in the alley, will be something of common conversation because Blagdon Alley is really becoming this cool destination.
And Bad Saint will bring Filipino food to Columbia Heights. Of course, it wouldn't be a big year for food without something new from Jose Andres. And this year, he's got two restaurants up his sleeves.
So one of the soonest, I think, that we'll see open their doors is China Tocano from Jose Andres, which is going into Penn Quarter. It'll be Peruvian fusion food. So think you can get dim sum and you can get ceviche. He's pulling in global cuisine from all different corners of the world.
The second is a fast casual and vegetarian-focused restaurant called Beefsteak on the campus of George Washington University.
One of the trends that people are talking a lot about is being vegetable forward and really kind of celebrating nature's candy. So I think Beefsteak will kind of play into that.
Rachel Nania, WTOP News.